Oroville News on Wednesday, the 9th of March, 2011. I am Mari, and at studio we have Miriam Yahalon, Sandrini, and Gilles. The weather forecast, sunny day with 30 degrees. From Oronet, we have an important announcement to those who are using Oronet email. The final migration date to Google, this Friday, the 11th, you will receive an email indicating the necessary step to finalize the migration process of your account. That is going to start on Sunday the 13th. If you don't receive this email, contact Oronet immediately so you can make sure that this process will happen with your account correctly. Their telephone 2622262 or 2622084. Good news from the telephone service. Paperless phone bills. Something seems to be made only to be thrown away without ever having served a purpose. The telephone bills are, with any doubt, one of these examples. BSNL has introduced a new website where every subscriber can log in with their username and password and obtain useful information and facilities regarding their subscription. Without a doubt, using this new system is a step in the right direction. Getting used to it, however, might take a little while. Not every subscriber has a computer access either. But not to be worried, implementation will be a gradual process with ample time for everyone to adapt to the new practice. The next article will describe the road that we need to go to manage to achieve this goal of finishing the paper bills. If you have any doubts, you can always contact Yurish at the telephone service. And if you are looking for a work opportunity, the health center is needing caregivers in the home. The health service, social home care service, is looking for caregivers for senior care and hospice care, end of life care, as well as assisting persons recovering from illness, injury, or surgery. The individuals may require support for the activities of daily living, including eating, bathing, dressing, using the toilet, transferring, and walking. Desired qualifications include enjoying caring for others, patients, fluency in English, and availability for evening shifts as needed. Healthcare experience is a plus. Volunteers are welcome and maintenance support is also available for part-time work. Training will be provided. So, if you feel interested, you should contact Rani at 2622425 or send an email to avhs@oroville.org.in. And the next session of the Orientation to Oroville program for newcomers will be held from Monday, March 14 to Friday, 18. This is a program for people who are in the process of becoming newcomers or people who have already been accepted as such. It is part of the entry process of Oroville, and indeed it reveals itself to be always an amazing experience. It uncovers the deeper reality of Oroville. Its story, its aims and ideals, its present functioning and different levels, it even makes its spirit sparkle through this small group of 20 people. For further information and registration, you may contact Raquel, either via email, raquel@oroville.org.in or by phone 948-848-3485. And just to remember that tomorrow, Thursday, the March 10, from 8 to 9:30, is going to be Buddha Garden Open Day. Come and have a look at what is growing and to view the poster made by one of the volunteers. This is the first step for creating their farm walk, a way marked path with information posters at various points. This erasing race of human beings dreams always of perfecting their environment by the machinery of government and society. But it's only by the perfection of the soul within that the outer environment can be perfected. Shri Aurobindo. Those were the news for today. I wish you all a beautiful day. And again, if you have any suggestion for the radio or you are interested in more information, you please come to our place at the town hall. Bye-bye.